Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, distinguished listeners, my client, the bandwagon fan, is innocent. I'll explain why on this episode of The Good Sport. Now take notice that I didn't say not guilty. I just said he was innocent. Most of the time. In this case. In my case. You know what, maybe we should take a step back and define the term. Bandwagon. Used in reference to an activity, cause, etc. that is currently fashionable or popular and attracting increasing support. In other words, you're getting while the getting's good. And who can blame you? Well, a lot of people, apparently. Bandwagon fans are everywhere. But the ones that hitch a ride in sports are universally and unanimously hated. I find this to be unfairly critical. I have to be honest. I didn't want to go into this sports club for a long time because I knew there would be a series of bouncers at the door, pulling up on the bottom corner of my jersey to reveal yet another jersey and another that proves I deserve to be there. I can hear the music pulsing, I can see the lights flashing and people dancing, and I'm standing here with the boss fight of bouncers as he draws blood just to see what color it runs. Sports fandom is written in the margins of failure, not success. In failure, we can prove our own mettle. We lower the bill of our caps to conceal our tears. We nurse our wounds the only way we know how, arguing the events into oblivion. All the while, presenting to the world our loyalty, respect, and knowledge. Because after all, we're on the team, right? From that perspective, I can understand the diehard fans' frustration. That doesn't make it right. I say, we all go back to a time where we first inherited the team we love. If we're being honest with ourselves, our hand-me-downs are some of our favorite items, and more often than not, that's the origin of our sports team. Something passed down, not earned, given. So give this bandwagon fan the benefit of the doubt. Maybe he just didn't, I didn't, know where to start. And you didn't make it easy. Thanks for listening, everybody. I really hope you enjoyed this episode, and I want you to know we got a lot of things coming your way in the following weeks. Most important bit of news is I'm working on a more consistent posting schedule. You won't have to intently follow my social media to know when the newest episode will be up. In the meantime, feel free to contact me through tgsp@gmail.com. Again, that's tgsp@gmail.com. With comments, concerns, listener feedback. Also, feel free to send sports stories from your personal life, memories, and I will read them on the show. If you feel like you have something to say as a guest, don't be shy. That email again is tgsp@gmail.com. Thanks again, folks. Until next time.